This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. Wayne Allen Roots, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. By the way, what a great compliment. What a wonderful, wonderful compliment. Two longtime fans of the show have emailed me in the last 24 hours to tell me yesterday's 2 hours, because it's a three-hour show, but of course Lee Elsie hosts hour number one. But they tuned in for the last 2 hours of the show yesterday and said it was the best 2 hours of radio they've ever heard in their entire lives. Not the best 2 hours of Wayne Root Radio, the best 2 hours of radio they've ever heard in their entire lives was the energy, the excitement, and the news featured on yesterday's 2 hours of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Very great compliment. Thank you. And all I can say is we'll try and make it happen again and again and again, every day, 5 days a week, all year long. It's my attempt to keep that energy up. I also want to mention I had a friend over today. Oh, my God, I had a friend over today. In the age of lockdown, Wayne Root opened his door and let a friend in to do business. I've done this for 3 months, by the way. Ooh, Governor Sisolak, what are you going to do about it? And that friend drove in from California. Oh, my God, California, the state is in trouble. It's banned. It's bad. Everyone's going to die. Can't open a business, can't leave your home. So they were all driving to Nevada, walking around here. And my buddy came here to do business with me and a few other people to get out of California. And he told me four things that are very interesting. Number one, he's made his decision. He's lived in Orange County for 40 years. 40 years. And he's moving to Las Vegas as soon as possible. As soon as he sells his house, he's moving to Vegas full time. He can't take California anymore. Number two, two of his buddies, he's an ad agency buyer of time on radio and TV. And so he sold many of his clients on my shows over the last few years. And so him and I do business together. And so not only is he moving to Vegas, but two of his clients have now agreed to book ads on my Wayne Allen Root show in Las Vegas. Not my nationally syndicated show, but my local Vegas show. They booked ads starting in July. And they both are based in L.A., but you can't open your business in L.A. So one just relocated his office to Ventura County, where you can open a business, and one just relocated his office to Orange County, OC, where you can open a business. Los Angeles is that bad. Everybody's leaving. So there's three great stories, proof that L.A. is done, California in general is done. Believe me, all these companies that are relocating to Ventura and Orange County, they're in the state of California. They may not realize it yet, or maybe they do realize it, but everybody's thinking in the back of their mind they've got to get out of the entire state. And the fourth thing he told me is he drove yesterday from a meeting in Oxnard back to downtown L.A. for another meeting, which is like an hour and a half drive now when there's no traffic. Usually it's 3 hours. And he said it was amazing. It was no traffic. But when he got to a certain point in L.A., which I guess is near the Hollywood Bowl, from that point on to get to downtown was like another 10 miles. The entire 10 miles of highway on both sides were lined with homeless people in tents. He said, this is Los Angeles today. It's the most disgusting, gross, nauseating slop you've ever seen in your entire life, and everyone's got to get away. Every decent person, everyone who goes to church on Sundays, everyone who owns a business, everyone who loves America, everyone who has children, everyone's got to race away from these disgusting liberals of California that have allowed this mess to develop to the point where 10 miles of highway on both sides, nothing but homeless people in tents. Who'd live in a place like that? Don't any of you understand? We're all leaving. Decent people won't be around filth. Low lives, drug addicts, filthy people, black feet. You know, their feet are filthy because they have no shoes. It's not because something bad happened to them. If it was, I'm all for it. I believe in welfare for short term when something bad happens to a good person. I believe in unemployment when a person loses their job. I don't believe in a lifetime of welfare. I don't believe in bums. Bums on the side of the highway with no shoes that have black feet because they're walking in the dirt all day. They go home with the money and they buy booze. They buy drugs. They got enough money to have cigarettes dangling from their mouth, but they don't have enough money to take care of their children. It's called having responsibility. My dad was a butcher. He never left the family, never divorced my mother. He wasn't happy. Nobody's happy in most marriages. Very few people are happy. But he stayed because he loved his children. He went to work every day because he had to pay the bills for his children. That's called a good person. And a homeless bum who uses money for drugs and alcohol, lives on the side of a highway in a tent, is not a good person. Are you out of your minds? But see, I'm the only one left who's honest. Some liberals are going to go, ooh, Wayne Root was saying a bad thing. He doesn't like homeless people. Nobody wants to live around homeless people. I've made the point in the show a million times. All white liberals live in white, rich neighborhoods. They don't get near homeless people, and they don't get near people of color. They don't get near black people. Their children go to private schools where no one is black except for one or two kids whose parents make $1 million a year. Trust me, when you make $1 million a year, you're not black, you're not white, you're green. It's got nothing to do with the color of your skin anymore. So they don't want their kids. Why? Why don't they want their kids to go to black schools? Lest you think Wayne Root is a racist or liberal, or a hypocrite. I went to an all-black school. Why can't they go to a black school? I went to a 85% black, maybe 90% black public school, Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, New York, a majority black town. Why can't you go to a school like that? You're a little rich, precious, little Muffy and Buffy. Why can't they go to a school like that? If you're so liberal, why are your kids going to all-white schools? Why do you live in an all-white neighborhood? So nobody wants to be around homeless people and needles and poop and pee and crime and disease. No decent person wants to be around that. Los Angeles has become Venezuela. And by the way, it's not just in L.A., it's in San Francisco, it's in San Diego, it's in Fresno. The entire state of L.A. is a homeless, filthy sewer cesspool because of liberals, just like Chicago is, just like New York is. And look at the result in New York. Everyone lives on top of each other in tiny apartments, and they share the same ventilated air, and they get on the same public transportation, and they lead the world in coronavirus deaths and coronavirus illness. Disease. The only thing stopping LA from not being as bad as New York is nobody uses public transportation. There is none. That's what saved LA. There's no public transportation. They didn't use subways. And they don't live in apartment buildings in LA. They live in little, you know, even if you're in a poor neighborhood, you're still in a house next to another little house. You're not breathing the same air as the person next to you. You don't share an apartment ventilation system. So New York is just the pits, the worst of the worst. And here's why coronavirus is the most overrated thing in the history of the earth, of the world, since the beginning of time. The UK is in lockdown, and they have more COVID-19 deaths over the age of 90 than all the people who died under the age of 64. Isn't that amazing? And it's the same everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world. The Italian government released the percentage of deaths by age group, 90-plus years old, 6% of deaths. 80 to 89 years old, 42% of deaths. And then 70 to 79, 35% of deaths. 60 to 69, 16% of deaths. Added up, 99% of the coronavirus deaths in Italy were people 60 years and older. According to the BBC, the average age of those who have died, 81. We're seeing the same numbers in country after country. In the UK, more coronavirus deaths over the age of 90 than under the age of 64. Who's reporting this in the evening news? You have no reason to be scared if you're under the age of 60. And really, if you don't have terribly morbid underlying disease right now, if you're not obese and dying of diabetes, cancer, and your heart doesn't work well, if you don't have all of that and you're under the age of 60, you have nothing to be scared of. Stop it. What did Winston Churchill say? I don't know. Nothing to fear but fear itself. Wasn't that Churchill? Or was that FDR? I think it was Churchill. It was FDR. Well, Churchill had better stuff. Churchill said, you fail and you fail and you fail and you fail again, and then you're successful. I think he also said that the sign of a successful person is someone who could fail time and time and time again and never gets depressed and never loses confidence. So Churchill failed his whole life and had no problem with failure. He knows you got to get back up, dust yourself off, and keep going and be brave and face failure and face death and face disease. And FDR, my God, he faced polio. His legs paralyzed in a wheelchair his whole adult life and became president despite it. Led the nation during World War II despite it. My God, and now with these little snowflakes, can't get out of bed because there's a germ out there that affects people who are 90 years old in a wheelchair in a nursing home. Well, I want to protect those who are 90 in a wheelchair in a nursing home, as I've said on this show a million times. Always. You can't get me, Right Wing Watch, by grabbing one sentence out of context. Media Matters, one sentence out of context. You can't get me because I always come up with the but. I want to spend whatever we have to spend to protect the 90-year-olds in a wheelchair in a nursing home. And let everybody else go on and live their life. I don't say people are bad because they're old, bad because they're sick, bad because they're in nursing home. Of course not. You got to defend them. Society must defend them. That's the good sign of a society, right? A decent society, a Christian, Judeo-Christian society. We take care of the old and the sick. We protect them. But you don't have to make grandma and grandpa's grandchildren poverty-stricken and homeless for the rest of their lives to protect grandma and grandpa. And by the way, Pennsylvania, I gave you studies about Italy and UK. Pennsylvania has more COVID-19 deaths over the age of 100 than under the age of 45. Can you believe these statistics? Wow. These statistics are amazing. Amazing. Pennsylvania, more deaths over the age of 100 than under age 45. More deaths over age 95 than under age 60. More deaths over age 85 than all of them over age under 80. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
agency. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I am the warrior, the root, the root, the root's on fire. Only show of its kind. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly. Take no prisoners. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. American made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day here. We prepare for war. This show comes to you from my flagship station in the great Las Vegas, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Thank you, Ed Stoltz, the owner and operator and founder of KBET. Gave me my shot in local radio, thank you, Ed. And Fred Weinberg, gave me my shot in national syndication, the owner of USA Radio. Most fan-friendly show in America. Reach me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Let's grab a call from Jan in Vegas. Jan is on the line. Hey, Jan, you're on with Wayne Root.
I'm here, Wayne, and I follow you all the time, and I've been to your rallies, and I'm just very curious with this lockdown, how much longer our casinos might be still, you know, closed for people, for our residents here, our locals. I am a senior, and I hang out with some people that are real swingers, and they love to dance at the casinos, and I just wondered if you knew any more about what our governor is going to do here in the Las Vegas area.
Yeah.
It's also affecting our entertainers' livelihood as well.
Well, you got to be careful with that word swingers, because you're in Vegas, well, and you said you're a swinger. So be careful there, Jan. People are going to get the wrong impression.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding with you. Dance swingers. Yeah, I get it. I got it, darling. I got it. Hey, all right, a couple things. First of all, and I know one of the things you were going to ask, because I saw it on the screen, my screener wrote it down, Chris O'Sullivan, that you were going to ask about, you know, where's the state going, the economy, and also are we holding any more rallies? There's a couple things about the rallies related to all this. First of all, you have a rally when you're in Michigan or California or New York, and your state is completely locked down. But our state is not completely locked down. I'm not defending Sisolak. I don't like him, and I had the rally because I can't stand them, and I wanted them to open the economy. I think my rally had a lot to do with the economy opening up. Partially, the first open up of the state of Nevada was because of our rally with 8,000 to 10,000 people. Woke the governor up, and soon thereafter, he changed his mind. I haven't been in a rush to have another rally, because if I'm going to do one, we got to replicate it. It's got to be more. It's got to be 15 or 20,000 people. I tried to get the Speedway, and they would not do it, because the Speedway is closed, and they didn't want to open it just for that. So we didn't get the Speedway, so I want to do something big. So once the economy is completely open again, which will be soon, I hear almost every casino will open by the first week of June. As soon as it's open, we'll try and plan a major rally, a celebration of economic resurgence in Nevada and in the country. We'll try that. I've not been in a rush, by the way, Jan, because I have, if you listen to my show, I've had a bout of kidney stones, and I'm going in for surgery Friday. So, it's kind of hard to be outside running a rally when you're in horrible pain. So as soon as that's out of the way and we get the economy open again, it's happening. Sisolak will open the economy. If by June, I believe all the casinos will be open, and then all the small businesses are already basically open except for gyms. And so we'll get it all open soon, and my kidney stones will be out of my system, and we'll try and plan a really big rally. Okay? Got it? Good? All right, Jan, thank you. We also got Stuart on the line from Connecticut. Stuart, you're on with Wayne Grude. How are you in Connecticut? Lockdown?
Good. No, it's not that bad. Bad enough, though, but I'm telling you, it's getting on my nerves here. But, we got to open up. We got to open up. I mean, I'm really going crazy. I've been out of work and just sitting. I'm divorced, so I'm by myself, and, I got to get back out there. It's terrible.
It's depressing.
I've been a home improvement business.
Stuart, did you see this? There's a new study out that says that Democrats are way more depressed and lonely people than Republicans. Because how could you not be depressed and lonely when you have such a negative outlook on life and you want to destroy America and you want to destroy capitalism and you want to destroy the economy and you're happy everybody's out of business and you're locked down and you're alone and depressed? And what you just said, divorced and alone, is very depressing. So the Democrats like this as a permanent thing. Do you like this as a permanent thing?
Hell no.
Hey, listen, Stuart, the music's on. We got to run, and we got Dr. Oz coming up next, so I can't promise you we're going to get you back. Call at the end of the hour, and I'll get you on to finish this interview, all right? At the end of this hour, hour number one, give us a ring, 833-WAR-TALK, and I'll get Stuart on first. Dr. Oz, up next. Wayne Allen Root. How much time left, Chris? 10 seconds. All right. So the website is rootsforamerica.com. The phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. And it's WayneRoot@gmail.com.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, 4 lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in 4 Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit applied within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Supreme Court is blocking Congress from receiving grand jury materials from Robert Mueller's investigation of Russia's interference in the 2016 election. The court, in a written order, grants the emergency request by the Trump administration to keep the materials secret while it mounts a full high court appeal against their release. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf announcing that border restrictions will continue between the United States, Canada, and Mexico amid the coronavirus pandemic. Wolf announcing that non-essential travel between all three countries will be restricted until June 22nd, and all three countries are okay with that.
There was no pushback. Both Mexico and Canada agree with the extensions of the border restrictions. And so what we have now is a North American solution, which we've had in place for 2 months. We all agreed that we need to continue those restrictions. And at the end of the day, the restrictions are working.
USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. The Wayne Allen Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered, brought to you by USA Radio Network. Great guest on the line. He's become a regular guest on this show as our medical expert, Dr. Mehmet Oz, is calling in right now on the Root Hotline. Dr. Oz, War, how are you? Dr. Oz, you there? They were supposed to patch him through. Is he there? All right, I'll take my time. All right, so we got Dr. Oz coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about the recovery from COVID-19 and the latest on hydroxychloroquine and vaccines. Is a vaccine going to get us there? Is it necessary? Do we have a right to opt out? How does he feel about vaccines, side effects of vaccines? New studies I want to talk to him about, vitamin C, vitamin D, and their role in the prevention of coronavirus, and about fans in the stands for football season. So lots to cover with Dr. Mehmet Oz, and he's ready as we speak. Dr. Oz, Wayne Allen Root, how are you?
Hi, Wayne. How you been?
I'm great. And by the way, a good mutual friend asked me to say hi to you. We're on the phone 20 times a day. He's like my brother in Palm Beach, Florida, Lee Lipton of Benny's on the Beach.
Oh, my
say
goodness.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a great friend of mine, and I'm about to invite him on the show because he's the most bold, courageous businessman in the world. In the middle of this pandemic, with every restaurant in America at death's door, ready to go out of business, we don't know who's going to survive. He just leased a new restaurant for I think, almost $20,000 a month across the street from Benny's. He's taken on a second restaurant that he thinks will add another 100 employees, and he did it in the last couple of days in the middle of this. He is the bravest man in the world. Isn't that amazing?
Well, it is amazing, but characteristically, he's betting on America. And I think if you look back in history, people who bet on America tend to do well. And when I look at other countries and where they are and they're opening, and some countries never closed, like Sweden and South Korea, and if we could just copy what they're doing now, because they've already been open for a while.
And Taiwan.
In Taiwan, there are many places that have been successful. Frankly, China, opened up again, and they've been able, they've had some, we're all going to have brush fires. There are going to be cases that happen.
Of course.
We're going to stop those down as soon as possible to minimize loss of life. It's essential, and if we're smart about it and we do things for each other, we have a culture of caring, which is that's what America's about, then we'll get through this. I just don't see us getting such a huge rebound that it would force us to take drastic action.
But you see, that's why I have you on the show. You're a positive thinker. I'm a positive thinker. It seems like the people on the other side are negative ninnies, and all they talk about is death's coming. We're all going to die. It just look, in life, it just pays to be a positive person. Better things happen to you, and America's always been a country run by positive people. And I think we let our guard down in this one. We let very negative people scare the president to death and close down the economy, and we shouldn't have. Shouldn't we have followed the Swedish model, the South Dakota model? Don't shut everything down, but protect the older and the sicker people. Spend anything you have to protect people in a nursing home, but let the rest of us get on with life. Don't you think that's kind of a better philosophy?
Well, at a high level, I'm in New York, so I was at the epicenter. It was terrible here. And I think part of the big message needs to be, when you have a really tough place like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, shut us down. Quarantine us. But if there's a county where you haven't had a case, I hate to drag them down with me. And I think that's in retrospect, of course, it seems to make sense. At the time it was happening, everybody was saying, pull the emergency brake quickly because we don't know where we're headed. And I get that, and I'm respectful of that. And as I spent my entire life studying science, looking at data, trying to analyze this, the part that concerns me is that we need, as a nation, be able to talk with each other about this. You get, pretty criticized. There was a wonderful scientist, well-respected guy from Stanford, who started talking about basic models, and he disagreed with the British model.
Right, right.
How they projected, 2.2 deaths.
And he was right.
Well, it turned out he was right, but in retrospect, we didn't know at the time. But people went after him because they didn't like what he was saying. And I don't even know. I don't think he has a party affiliation. He just was said as saying, as a scientist, I'm looking at it, and I see it differently. And I think that most of us ought to be humble about the fact that there were enough mistakes to go around this time. But we want to make sure we don't repeat it again. So what are the things that make sense to do? Obviously, for example, I'm going to wear a mask if I'm in public. But there's some other things that I wouldn't want to shut down someone's business who's barely making it if wearing a mask would make it safer for me to do an outside pickup at their store. And those are the kinds of decisions that most Americans are getting pretty comfortable about. And you go around the world, Dick Sweden is an example. They said, we're going to stay open, but guess what? Most people didn't go to restaurants. Most people live by themselves. They're not heavy. They're 10% obesity rate. They're with 30%. So my big challenge to my audience has been, guys, lose weight. Fix your problems. We're on blood pressure, diabetes. You know, to stop vaping, stop smoking. Do the things you can do to make sure you're not at high risk. Because 95% of people admitted to hospitals had a risk factor. 88%, according to one big study in one of our hospitals here in New York, 88% had two risk factors. You were overweight and you were diabetic or hypertensive or vice versa. So there's things you can do to make yourself a little healthier. There are going to be bad cases and people are perfectly healthy. We've seen that. But playing the odds, as you said, protect folks in nursing homes, protect people who have these risk factors. They're vulnerable. I'll do anything I can to help you. But for folks who aren't in that category, protect yourself so you don't spread the virus. But gingerly, thoughtfully, cautiously, caringly, start going back to walking on the beach by yourself.
And I know how bad New York was. Believe me, I'm a lifelong New Yorker, 27 years in New York. Then I spent 13 in California, and then the last 18 here in Las Vegas. I mean, still more of my life was spent in New York than any other place. Went to Columbia University, you know, born and raised in Mount Vernon on the Bronx borderline. I know New York, and I feel bad for New York. But, I mean, the numbers in New York, Dr. Oz, as bad as they are, the numbers are still pretty similar to everywhere else. Most of the people who have died are very old, very sick, or in nursing homes, even in New York. And I saw in Pennsylvania, look at this number. I just got this today. Pennsylvania's had more COVID-19 deaths over the age of 100 than under the age of 45. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's tragic. And again,
it's tragic, but it's not deadly for people under the age of 45. We shouldn't, you know, tell them, don't go to work, don't live life. Tell the people who are over 80, my God, stay in your house, and what do we have to do to protect you and feed you and bring food to you, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, this is part of the reason that I think Lee Lipton and others are making wise decisions to get back into the water, because I think the nation has understood what it takes to be smart and safe. Listen, in the early days of the pandemic in New York, first of all, I'm really picking on New York as a second example of what could happen elsewhere.
Yes.
We had no idea how much virus was out there. So that's one thing. Second thing is, we were telling people in the subways, well, you can't wear a mask. That's not part of your uniform. Or discharge those patients home to a nursing home, even if they had COVID-19.
Right.
Because we needed the hospital bed. So we made some strategic errors as a nation, and I'm not picking anybody because no one knew any better back then. But now we know better, and now we're not going to make those mistakes again. And I just want to put this out there. We are going to have more COVID cases that people go to the hospital. There are going to be more COVID deaths. We have to be, as a nation, smart to minimize those numbers. But we cannot expect us to have zero problems. Now, I sometimes read about, you know, a flurry of cases here or there, and I'm a doctor. I completely see faces, not numbers. And as I do that, I also recognize that as you look at those numbers, well, of course we're going to have 15 cases there. They made a fundamental mistake. What South Korea did really well, and we're not going to copy them because we're not going to let those kinds of intrusions in our civil liberties.
Right,
but
that's
but,
true.
But if you look what they did, just to extrapolate that, they got on top of it quickly. There was a church where someone, there was a sort of a secretive church group.
Yeah, it was a cult-like church, yes.
Right. They wouldn't share names and numbers. And the government went there and says, guys, you cannot put 800 people in a room because one of them is going to be sick. And then you have 800 sick people. And you all go home, you take the subways and the buses and this and that. So they got people to sort of pay attention to that. And I think that's the big message America needs to hear. If we're wise about our moves, to take Memorial Day weekend because we're heading into it. Go to the beach, walk on the beach, swim in the water because you know what? Dilute that virus in the water. Even pool water, I just don't see that being a major risk. The big risk is the person standing next to you as you're waiting to get, you know, the nachos at the,
right,
at the restaurant. That's the person who's going to get you sick. Or the person you're sitting next to at the urinal or in the bathroom. Those are the places we're going to pick up the virus. So we got to be super careful. That's where I'd wear my mask.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Do you believe by September we'll have fans in the stands for football games?
Well, okay, so since you asked it, I'll give you a straight-up answer because you think I personally would not send my father-in-law, who's a big Eagles fan, to an Eagles game. He's 80-some years old. He's healthy,
right,
but he's 80-something.
But what about you and me in good health? Will you send us?
I personally would go. And
With a mask.
And I'll tell you why. Because even though it's outdoors in most stadiums, and that's a good thing because the wind carries away the cloud of sputum, when you're cheering for your team, you're going to get a lot of spit up there. And
true,
you're going to have, you know, 50,000 people putting spit in the air. Some of them are going to have illnesses, if not COVID-19, other things as well. But I think this season, when I go to games, I'm going to wear a mask.
And do you think they'll space them? Are you only going to put 20,000 people in a 60,000-seat stadium?
I don't get that. I've talked to folks in movie theaters and stadiums, and I don't know how that works. It's just by financially, it's a real...
Right, financially it doesn't work.
Real, yeah, definitely doesn't work. And half the fans, that kind of sound, I guess if you could put fake fans in between each other, but a lot of that's optics. You know, it sort of looks like you're trying, but no one's ever been able to show me that it makes a big difference.
Right,
if I
that's what I've heard.
5,000 people in a stadium versus
60.
I know you can't study it, but even logistically, I mean, the place you're going to get infected is when you go out to buy a beer or go to the bathroom or walking in at the turnstile. Those are the places where you're really at risk. And if you can space that out, maybe you can, you know, find ways of distancing people. Maybe you'd section them off a little bit. But I don't know the answer to that. However, what I do know is we're going to have vaccines next year. I'm hoping early next year.
But are you a fan of vaccines? Because I know flu vaccine, to me, does not work. I don't want it. I don't want to take it.
Well, flu's a very different bug. H1N1 wiggles away from us. COVID, if we can hit the spike protein that gets it in the cells, this vaccine should work if we can do that. And the mRNA vaccine that we just saw is looking pretty good.
All right. Can you? We're going to a break, and we're done with Dr. Oz. I know you got to run, but hang for just a minute off mic. I want to ask you a personal health question off mic. So just hang for a sec, okay? All right, Dr. Oz. What was great? Host of the Dr. Oz Show, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, on USA Radio Network. We shall return. We got another great guest coming up, by the way, retired Navy SEAL and wounded warrior Jason Redmond coming up. We'll take your calls at 833 War Talk. My website is root4america.com. And my email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. The phone number for the show, 833-WAR-TALK. War.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestNote.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. I tell you guys everything, you know, off mic, if you're wondering what I was talking about with Dr. Oz. I was telling him that I'm having actually laser surgery on my kidney stones on Friday, day after tomorrow. I'm actually going to the hospital and having it done. It's Memorial Day weekend, so we were going to be off Friday anyway. We're going to be off Monday anywhere, back on Tuesday, so I should be back with you, God willing. Say a nice prayer for me that Friday at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They'll be lasering me down in places you don't want to be lasered. So I was asking about it, and you know, you talk about a nice guy. I think you could tell just on the air what an incredibly nice person he is, what a positive person he is. You could almost feel him smiling through the microphone, but you know, he could have spent a sec with me and said, I got to run, man. I can't. I don't have time. He spent the entire break, about four of the 5 minutes he spent talking to me about kidney stones and what we were kind of spitballing, what might be the, you know, the cause of it all. And I think we both identified it. I didn't want to talk about personal matters like that on the radio, so we did it off mic. But I just want to tell you, he spent 4 minutes listening to my story and giving me advice. That's a class act. You can't find that with, like, a Washington, D.C. politician, you know? Very, very good guy. So let me mention, speaking of health, you know, when you have kidney stones, all I could tell you now, I'll tell you more after the surgery, but all I could tell you is the hospital I'm going to said that the bill for the surgery is $33,000. Now keep in mind something. It's a you're not sleeping the night there, right? So you're not even there for the night. You're not staying in a bed overnight. No nurses are spending all night watching you. Where do you come up with a figure like $33,000 for an outpatient? The surgery is like a 35-minute surgery. How could it be $33,000? So luckily, I have Liberty HealthShare, and I'll tell you in the coming weeks how they handled it. But they are fantastic, and they are what I use for health insurance. They are not health insurance. They're an alternative to health insurance. Liberty is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And that means, first of all, you can sign up any time of the year. Isn't that great? Refreshing. And they have no networks. That's great. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. So you go find the doctor you want, the hospital you want, and they automatically... And there are no contracts. And it starts at $199 a month for a single, $529 a month for a family. That's the most. And my four kids are on it. I've put my kids' lives in Liberty's hands and mine, too. So this is my fourth year, and I've saved $72,000 in premiums, and they took care of me for kidney stones last time, and they'll take care of me this time, and I'm vowing this will be the last time I ever get kidney stones. Now I think I know how to prevent it. In any case, it's not health insurance. It's better. This is the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. They've been a breath of fresh air for me. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So I've talked a lot about New York today. You know, how New York got it bad. We were talking with Dr. Oz about how bad coronavirus was in New York. But also, you know, I've talked in the last few days a lot, ad infinitum, about Governor Andrew Cuomo and how, you know, this is a guy who sent the sick people back into the nursing homes to get everyone else sick and die. So there are thousands of deaths that didn't have to be. And I'm not a backseat driver. I've never been a backseat driver. If, in fact, you didn't blame Trump, I wouldn't blame Cuomo. I don't think any politician should be blamed for death. What are you kidding me? But yet, if you're going to blame Trump, then I got to blame you. If Trump's responsible for every decision and every death, everything he does, oh, it's his fault everyone dies, then isn't Cuomo responsible for thousands of nursing home deaths? Isn't it the biggest scandal in American medical history that a governor forced sick people to go back in a nursing home and thousands died? I think about 5,000. So James Woods, who I like a lot, has branded New York Governor Killer Cuomo over the nursing home scandal. I mean, the way they talk about Trump, whatever happens, if one child dies crossing the border, it's Trump's fault. He's a murderer. He's a Nazi. He's Hitler. What about Cuomo? 5,000 people died because of his specific law? He's not Hitler? He's not a murderer? He's not a Nazi? He's not Killer Cuomo? I understand what James Woods is saying, although my real self, you know, my Wayne Root, if all was even, if all was equal, my gut says you never blame a politician for death. He's busy running the state. He doesn't know about every single arcane law. He doesn't know that people will be forced back in nursing homes. He doesn't know what the result's going to be until 3 weeks have gone by and 5,000 are dead. Right? That's me being reasonable. But how could you be reasonable when you know how they treat Trump? And the second thing I've been saying about New York and all these other states that are locked down and economies closed is they're all going to be broke. I tried to warn you that if you shut the economy, there's no tax money. We did build it. Without us, you got nothing. So here's the headline. Coronavirus-stricken New York's tax collections plunge. Economic wreckage rivals the Great Depression. Officials say unless the state receives federal aid, budget cuts are inevitable. No, I don't think budget cuts are inevitable. I think they're going to refuse budget cuts, and they're going to refuse to fire government employees, and they're going to refuse to cut people off welfare food stamps, and they're going to try and jack up taxes everywhere in this country, including Nevada. And you can't jack up taxes. Everyone's broke and jobless. Are you out of your mind? People aren't even going to keep their house without a tax increase. But if you increase their income taxes or their property taxes or their sales taxes, they're not going to stay in their homes by the millions. People are going to be kicked out of their homes. Now, at that point, would you call Democrat governors murderers? Aren't they killers? You're making people's lives miserable. You're ruining their lives. You're raising their property taxes. You're taking a cap off. So instead of $3,000 a year, now it's going to go to $4,000, $5,000, or $6,000 a year, and the people are broke? Are you kidding me? You're a murderer. You're making people lose their homes and their businesses and their lives. Democrats are murderers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.